on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, one of the University of Nottingham's vice-chancellors, Haisu Yu, has been awarded honorary citizenship of Ningbo. The award was given in recognition of his outstanding contribution towards the development of Ningbo over the past decade. Meanwhile, Nottingham Forest manager Stuart Pearce, on a visit to campus yesterday afternoon, told URN that the university is the heart and soul of the city.
When the universities break up, the city seems very, very quiet, you know, and I think it's a fantastic city to be involved in, you know. Probably over my time going to concerts and God knows what else around this city. It's a great sporting city, it's a friendly city, and I think the university gives it a real heart and soul, if you like.
For more from Stuart Pearce, you can listen to the full interview on URN Sport tonight from 6pm. In a report released this morning, National Grid has warned that there could be an increased risk of blackouts this winter. It follows the closure of power stations, which have contributed to a 7-year low in the network's capacity. Energy analyst Malcolm Grimston says it's crucial to have some energy sources we can rely upon.
We need reliable power capacity. Really, that means gas-fired, coal-fired or nuclear-fired. They've all got their challenges, coal in particularly, in terms of climate change. But I think it has to be some mix of new gas stations and new nuclear stations if we're going to keep supplies secure into the future.
Russia has announced it will recognise the results of separatist elections which rebels in eastern Ukraine are to hold on the 2nd of November. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said the elections will be important to legitimise the authorities. Mark Rylance is to play the role of the BFG in Steven Spielberg's adaptation of Roald Dahl's much-loved book about the Big Friendly Giant. Production on the BFG is to begin in early 2015, with a release date of July 2016 set to coincide with the author's 100th birthday. Welshman Gareth Bale has been included on FIFA's 23-man shortlist for the FIFA Ballon d'Or award. Bale scored 25 goals for Real Madrid last season as they won the Champions League. Other shortlisted players include Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi and Thibaut Courtois. The weather will be dry and sunny for most of the day before heading into showers early this evening. Temperatures will peak at 18 degrees Celsius. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN, and time now is exactly 10:30.